Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning what we're all irritated about.
Oh, yeah, there's so many things. Do you want to meet about the meeting?
Yeah, we should probably have another meeting about the meeting with the meeting at the place where we're going to meet, and we'll discuss it. Also, for today's Thursday 3 style, we focus on the NFL draft.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting, and Nikki's over there, so maybe some check-ins from her.
We might get them. You never know. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The list of the top 30 everyday irritations was released. Things like middle lane hogging, plans being canceled at the last minute, shopping bags breaking on your walk back home or to your car. So what are your everyday irritations? These are the things that just get under your skin. For example, at 630, you grab the paper towel from the dispenser, and then the paper tears right around where your wet thumb is, so no whole paper towels come out.
So good.
I hate that one. It always happens at like a gas station bathroom, too.
And I never really heard it articulated before, which is beautiful.
Then the only saving thing, you end up having to grab like 10 of them. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah. Ugh. Seriously.
224, I know Whip and I deal with this all the time. Uncomfortable bras.
You got that right.
Like that underwire is just...
All day long, baby.
These everyday irritations. My three daughters and my wife arguing. 815.
Okay.
I can see that. Getting under your skin a little bit.
Family members bickering in general.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Bicking 847, too. When my sock falls down into my shoe as I'm walking. That always seems to happen on a day when, like, you go to Six Flags or you go to Disney or something like that, and it's that day that your sock decides to fail.
Right.
People that don't use their turn signal 219.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So you're just sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Why not just turn it on, even if you forgot originally?
I always say this. I don't know what you want to do.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Why it's there.
312, my little irritation is when my husband takes out the garbage, but then he doesn't replace the bag in the can.
Okay, but sometimes you forget.
I hear that one hitting close to home.
Yeah, wow, sorry, I didn't know.
I do that almost every day.
So not the uncomfortable bra, but this one gets
it. Yeah, yeah.
Watch out. Slow people that drive in the left lane, 773, and many others.
The classic.
773, when you fill up your water bottle, take it to work, and then it leaks all over your work bag. Yeah, then, you know, any kind of a leaky water bottle in a backpack is really good.
The modern water bottles, it's a little bit, you tighten it too tight and you can't open it. Tighten it too loose and it leaks.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah.
The other day I was pulling into my garage and I saw a woman, like I let her pass, the pedestrian, and there was water just dripping out of her bag. Like hitting like her thigh without her, I guess, realizing it yet. And I like rolled down my window. I'm like, hey. She was like, why is this crazy person screaming at me? And I'm like, just so you know, there's water pouring out of your bag. And she was like so annoyed with me that I like told her.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, did you not notice it's like getting your leg wet? I didn't say all that, but I was thinking it. And I just got like a just thank you for helping would have been nice. But she just like was annoyed at me.
Well, maybe she was taking her fish for a walk.
That's true. Or maybe she had just somehow peed her pants and it leaked over to the side.
No,
she's like, you have no idea what's going on.
You can see it dripping out of her purse.
Well, stranger things have happened.
It was weird.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I was like, you know what? I'm sorry I tried helping you. Bye.
815, little irritation. Noisy coworkers who are unaware of how loud they actually are on a daily basis.
Happens a lot around here.
I would like to apologize for loud people around the world. I'll take this one on the chin. 773. Oh, I know. My back itches right now, but I'm driving. So irritating. You hate that. You can't get up under there. Rubber bands breaking. 815. Little irritations. The light turns yellow, and you know you're not going to make it, so you got to slam on your brakes before it turns red, but like you're at full speed, but you still know you're not going to... little irritation.
That's when you go also make sure nothing falls out of like the passenger seat you have there.
Yep, for sure.
This one's interesting. Little irritations from Kimberly, 435, out in Utah. Oh, I hate when I go to dinner and then I see another table of people and they're not talking to each other. They're not interacting with each other. Their faces are just buried in their cell phones. That irritates me.
Totally.
It's kind of interesting. I just feel like it's a missed opportunity. I look over there and I'm like, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be that.
Right. Now I feel like it's so normal. It's like you don't even notice it anymore.
Right.
This person obviously does, but I feel like we've just gotten so used to it.
I get annoyed by people on bicycles that never, all caps, use their hand signals. Yeah, it is. If you are biking in the city, just if you don't know, hand up is right, out to the left is left, hand down is stop. That's all we need from you.
And stop going through red lights.
Yes.
Because honestly, if you get hit, you know.
It's more your problem than the other person.
People get mad when I say it's your fault, but I'm going to be honest. It's your fault.
You have more to lose there.
Yeah.
You're supposed to follow the rules of the road.
Yeah,
if you're on the bike, you're the same as a vehicle or a motorcycle.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's why I've always said bikers need to be insured. Like, honestly, there should be insurance because they're
operating. For being a cyclist?
Yes.
Let's see. When somebody swoops in front of you at the drive-through lane with a big order. Yeah, you hate that. You're pulling up and they get right in front of you.
That is irritating.
Yeah, you hate that.
All you want is a coffee and you get to sit there and you get to see people with the three like grocery bags full of stuff they're ordering from the fast food joint.
Are you taking this to work?
Yeah.
312, my little annoyance. When the dog poops and I reach for the bag only to realize I don't have any poop bags. And finally, your little irritation, the thing that bothers you throughout the day. My coworker who constantly has conversations on speakerphone. Yeah, we don't need anybody talking on speakerphone. There's no reason.
Yeah, it's like funny because these are all very good for next year's Tournament of Terrible. I know
they
of Terrible is so last month, but again, it's going to be here before we know it.
That is so, so March of you.
Yes, I know.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Come on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Poetry Slam. Tonight, we're going to have poets from all over the city. They're going to be sharing words from the heart. Words written in those little composite notebooks with the black and white, weird, mushy cover. You know the ones?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stand up here, quietly open their little notebooks. Roses are red, violets are blue. We got a poetry night. And then we're about to start it for you.
Genius.
Thank you. Hi, Jill. Good morning. How are you? Oh, hang on, Jill. Jill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, like most women, I forgot to turn you on. Now, Jill.
Oh. Hey,
thank you.
Wow.
Jill, that's a poem right there. Now, Jill, you teach English?
I teach fourth grade general education.
Okay,
and
great.
So, yeah, I have literacy. Yeah.
So, is poetry a part of the lesson plan there in the fourth grade?
Yeah, it's one of our standards is reading poetry and... We have students now that are writing poetry. Yeah, as early as fourth grade.
Do you have any students that are turning in poetry where you're like, whoa, this isn't just roses are red, violets are blue. It's something really special?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I do. It's like, wow, really? You know what? It's interesting, too, because the kids' personalities come out, you know, in their poems. Like, there's a kid who wrote something about, you know, a certain color, and it's like that color really matches who the student is.
Wow.
It is, it's pretty cool. Kids are different these days, I think, than when I was a kid. They're a lot less innocent. They have to grow up a lot faster, and so I think that the poems, you know, are probably a lot more complex than they would be when I was a kid.
Interesting.
So with Taylor Yes, right. With Taylor Swift being so much at the forefront of everybody's life and her new poetry album and all that stuff, did you bring up Taylor Swift with this current incarnation of the Poet Society album and all that stuff to try to bring it home for the kids?
I am not, but I will.
You should.
I will, definitely. Well, we did talk about how songs are poetry, and that definitely gets the kids excited because they're all into music, different musicians. Taylor Swift actually is a little controversial because you get the 70% that loves Taylor Swift and then the 30% that are like, boo, Taylor Swift, you know.
Right.
So it creates a little bit of chaos, but it definitely gets them interested. So, yeah, I mean, all songs are poetry. So, that's
Are you sure, Jill, I would like to offer you Exhibit A. I mean, I don't know if it's poetry, but it's a song.
A little repetitive, maybe.
I know. It's something.
It's not. Yeah, it's not sentences. It's written in verse, so it does count.
So it counts. I love it. Now, what are they writing poems about? I mean, you said the one kid wrote the poem about the color and what it meant to them. But are you getting poems like, last night I was playing Fortnite, I told Billy he was wrong, I was right? You know what I mean?
Well, no. You know, with haikus, you don't really have time for that, right? That's the beauty of haikus. I haven't started teaching that. My friend, you know, across the hall has been teaching that. I'm going to do a poem called The Doodle Dandy, which is poems that take the shape of what they're talking about.
Oh, I remember that.
Is it? My friends called me that in high school, so I wondered if it was that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I just learned here on the text thread that April is National Poetry Month. Did you know that,
look
Jill?
Look at this.
Yes.
This is wild. Well,
every
Jill,
year.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing all this intel with us about poetry, because I was a little worried that maybe they're not teaching it anymore because I've been so, you know, I've been out of school a couple of years, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not poetry. That's cursive.
That's becoming extinct.
Huh?
Very true.
We just saw that on an episode of Abbott Elementary. They like ripped the whole poetry or the cursive thing off the wall. They're like, you don't teach us anymore.
Yeah, waste of time.
Wild.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey, Whip, get in the conference room. We want you to watch porn with the rest of the staff.
What? Yeah. Sample commentary was, he's driving a boat with it? Yeah.
We did get a text. Hey, guys, it was 42 minutes long.
Okay, perfect.
Oh.
Telling for a friend.
Congratulations making it all the way through, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's actually not as long as I thought.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
That, you know what? That's actually not as long as I thought was not part
never
of the commentary
said, never said that.
About that video.
No, not about that drumstick.
No way.
Hi, Katie. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
We're doing all right. But you've had that thought. You were in a meeting and you thought, I can't believe we're having a meeting about this. Before we get into the meeting, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, great. And what was the meeting about?
The meeting was about from a representative from a nearby lab came to tell us that there were acceptable levels of tritium in our water and not to worry about that. Everything's fine.
Cool. Were you ever even aware nor worried about tritium prior to that?
I wasn't before that, but you could bet I was Googling it afterwards.
Yeah. Did you have the chemistry teacher come in and like, tell us exactly, where's this on the elemental chart? Yeah, periodic table.
Right, yeah. And how do they know their acceptable levels? I mean, I guess we are the human experiments to know that.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's crazy. Okay, Katie, stay right there. So Katie's in a meeting. Hey, guys, big meeting. Everybody get in here. Tritium levers are all good. Any questions? Yeah. What's tritium?
Right.
Was I supposed to be worried about it? Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. What do you do for a living, Stephanie?
I am in product design.
Oh, cool. What kind of products?
Boring products, like the kind you would use if you're onboarding on the computer.
Cool. Copy that. Now, what kind of a meeting did you guys have where you thought, I can't believe we're having a meeting about this?
I still can't believe it. We were having a meeting about what type of meetings we should have in the coming year.
That's
like,
amazing.
Should they be short? Should they have an agenda? Should they, can they be in person? And we had acronyms for what type of meeting. And it was, I'm not joking, about 30 minutes. And it was horrible.
Wow. Could you hit us with a couple of the acronyms real quick? Like, what's one of the sample acronyms?
Oh, I don't even remember. It was something about you had to have an agenda, and it had to have like an outcome, and it had to be 30 minutes. And now we had a meeting to talk about there's no meetings on Friday. So now we have no meetings on Friday, but we had a meeting about that.
Was it on Friday?
Probably.
Probably. That's hilarious. Hey, guys, tritium levels, all good.
Right.
Hey, gang, quick meeting. We got to talk about meetings. I mean, that sounds like a Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It really does.
It's really unbelievable.
Yes.
Good luck to everybody today. I hope that you all have an easy day of no meetings. We did get a text here from a 773. I teach, and we have a meeting every week. And let me tell you, most of these could be a one-sentence email, but we have to have an entire meeting where we then discuss what we'll discuss in the next meeting. And this happens every week.
very common theme from people who have meetings that they feel are unnecessary. Could be an email.
Yep. I look forward to the next staff meeting where our boss brings up, and I heard on the mix that we're not supposed to be having all these meetings.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Bring your kid to work day is today, and it is a risky endeavor because you could bring your kid to work and they could think this is really awesome. Or on the way home, they could say, so you never know. You never know. Maybe you want to scare them straight, you know, so you're going to come to work with me so that you don't end up doing this job. Or you're trying to encourage them. I love this job. Come and see what I do all day. Let's see here. Hi, Kathy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Kathy, you're bringing your son to work today?
I am indeed.
Okay. You sound so excited about it, Kathy. What do you do for a living?
I work for Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware, come on!
There's with the helpful hardware folks or something like
That's the one. That's awesome.
Exactly.
How old is your son?
He will be 11 on Saturday.
Oh, this is great. He's at the age you guys can put him to work. Is he going to get the red overall bib thing and everything?
the best, yes.
Okay, and are you going to have him like stack fertilizer or
cut keys?
They have a lot of fun things planned for him. You're going to the corporate offices, so he'll get to see all the inner workings, and they'll certainly put him to work.
Is he going to meet Lou Manfredini?
You never know. He just can't show up.
Anything can happen.
He owns a couple of them or something.
You know, Kathy, when you're over there at the corporate, let them know. They just opened a new Ace in Logan Square, my neighborhood, and it is fantastic. I'm a big fan of going in there.
I'm glad to hear it, and they'll be happy to hear that, too.
But I'll tell you what, if I walk in and there's an 11-year-old in here who can't tell me where the hex wrenches are, I'm going to be real upset.
Right.
So you better educate that kid before you shove him in the store.
Oh, they'll do all of that today for sure. They'll know more than the rest of us who are bringing the kids in.
That's awesome. So Kathy is bringing her 11-year-old to Ace today. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bringing your kid to work today. What do you do for a living?
Yes, I'm an occupational therapist at Westside Children's Therapy.
Nice.
So you spend your day with children, and you're going to bring your own child. How old is your son?
He's 7.
7. Oh, that'll be fun. Now, will you have him do any of the activities and things that you're doing with the other children?
Potentially. A child's main occupation is to play. I mean, of course, we have our reasons for what we're doing. But to my son, he'll just think mom's having a good time at work, and he'll just be right in there with me, too.
Mom works at a playroom. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you say to school? Is he getting anything out of this school-wise? Does he get any kind of 7-year-old credit or something like that? A bachelor's degree, you know, college?
Oh, I wish, but no.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. They get the day off school excuse, though. It's not like a sick day or...
Yeah, he doesn't get in trouble, right?
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Anything planned at the old office there? Are you guys going to have like an ice cream truck come by? Are you going to give him a hot dog? Like, what's anything like that?
I have not heard. It's all been really under the table, real hush hush. So I'm really excited to see what they do.
Okay, I bet it's going to be lovely.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Are there other kids that you know are coming? Like, have you talked to other coworkers? Will they be bringing their kids?
Yes.
Okay, great.
There are a couple, so he won't be by himself. Of course, I can't bring his sister because she wasn't old enough yet. But
this is not as cynical of a question as it sounds, but do you get to kind of neglect your own duties while your kid or the kids are there because you have to kind of keep an eye on them?
Fortunately for me, he's a pretty good listener and good at following directions. So I'm very optimistic I'll still be able to do everything that I need to do for the children I see.
Yeah, but it is kind of like a blow-off day because like everybody, it's just different because there's more people there.
Right.
Like a party.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, the nice thing, you can't neglect your work, but you could neglect him. You know what I mean? That'll be nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll be
it's
great.
Like you're at home.
I love that. All right, well, Lauren's bringing her son to work. We did get a text here, 630. I'm a high school teacher in a CPS school. I brought my daughter to school with me when she was in college. It was take your kid to work day, and she was majoring in education. After one day in the classroom with me, she changed her major. So you never know.
Well, again, you said, Chris, it could be like a scaring you straight. Like you think you want to do this. I'll show you whether
show
you do or
you,
not.
Bucko.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
The NFL Draft is happening tonight in Detroit. Detroit. Nikki's there in the D. She's going to be there near the NFL Draft. Representing 101.9 The Mix and all of Chicagoland. So she'll be there. Tonight, the Bears have the number one draft pick. All signs point to Caleb Williams being your new quarterback for your Chicago Bears, playing currently in Soldier Field, eventually in Wendy's Biggie Bag Field or something.
Probably. It'll be something like that. Yep, yep.
So get ready for Portillo's Stadium or whatever.
That'd be nice. That would make sense. Nice Chicago area company. That's a good idea.
And so it is time for today's Thursday Three Style, all about the NFL draft. Hey, Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Dave, are you a big NFL guy? You love the Bears?
Yeah. Oh, I love the Bears. Yep.
Okay.
Would you like if they won more?
No.
Nah, come on.
Great answer. Yeah.
He's a real Bears fan.
Yeah, you are a masochist if you say no.
Dave, what are the first three words that come to mind when we say NFL draft?
I want to say rookie, commissioner, and irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant, the final draft pick in that round seven.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got three words from Dave. We've got rookie, commissioner, and irrelevant. We're going to take those three words, Dave, and we're going to put them into a song right now. So don't go anywhere, okay, Dave?
Okay, I'll sit right here.
All right, Dave's sitting down. Yeah, I would sit down.
You're a good guy, Dave. Intense.
Dave sounds like as excited to watch a Bears game as he is to hear this. It is now time for your Thursday Three Style for Dave. His three words for the NFL draft are rookie, commissioner, and irrelevant. Violetta's got the bell.
It's harder to hit than I thought.
Yeah. Boy, if I had a nickel.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. This is a little brighter than our normal ones. I like it. Okay. Well, it's draft day. In Detroit, we sent Nick A. with her boys, her two brothers, and she are there. They're gonna watch everybody pick first, cause it's the Bears. Hey, get that guy a cookie, cause that's basically what they pay the rookie. Man, I barely knew her. Who's that guy? He's the commissioner. Roger Goodell, if he hears this, he'll give me hell. But I don't care, man, I gots to vent, because the last guy I picked is Mr. Irrelevant. Let's go,
yeah!
Bears, make a good choice. Get a quarterback so we can make some noise. We want to see some wins, because recently you suck. Come on, Bears, down at the lakefront. Let's go, Bears. Whip thought I'd say the F word, but I didn't. Hope you heard. Chicago, what do you say? That's about the Cubs, but the Bears are going to win today.
Hey!
Yeah. The Bears, they're going to win today. Hey, hey. For the first time in 10 years, we're number one.
Woo!
All right.
With a draft pick. Not necessarily in the NFC North. Let's
right.
go.
Let's go.
All right, Dave, that's your Thursday Three Style for the NFL draft. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Hey, that was awesome. That was great.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
And we love ourselves some Jelly Roll around here, but you might be seeing less of him lately because he says he quits social media. He has not posted for a couple of weeks now on his Instagram, which is rare because he normally posts daily. His wife is coming out and saying, yeah, he's kind of just tired of all the bullying that happens online. She is speaking out on his behalf, saying enough is enough. She wants people to be nicer, both in person and even behind online screen names anonymously. So she says, just be kinder. That's all he's saying, and that's all we want.
You're here. No.
Go eat a Jelly Roll in his defense.
Who needs it? Why? If you're famous, you're doing well, you're doing great, you got millions of people who love you, you don't need those people.
You don't need to be on there.
No, you don't. And he's not. He's having a great life. So we're wishing him the best and be nice. Chris, yesterday you brought up Jerry Seinfeld and his comments about the movie industry as he prepares for his new Netflix movie called Unfrosted. That's all about the comedy and creation of Pop-Tarts. So we talked about that, but right now he is having a couple of popular Seinfeld clips pop back up because he is in the news cycle with all of that. One of them being his hot take on car rental reservations.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. See, you know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding.
That's true. So if you want to see some more of that, the Netflix movie is coming out on May 3rd. Obviously, it's not on Seinfeld, but some of that comedy might be in there.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And lastly, some exciting local news coming out here today. The famous video podcast Hot Ones is picking Chicago for its first ever live event, which makes a lot of sense because the host of that is Sean Evans. He's from Evanston. He grew up here. So the press release doesn't tell us too much information. All it says is later this summer, First We Feast and Stella Artois are going to be collabing and hosting a one-of-a-kind Hot Ones event in Chicago. And all they say about the location is an iconic location in the city.
I mean, it's got to be Chicago Theater, right? It's got to be.
I don't know.
Does the whole thing on stage, I would think, in front of an audience?
That, or I mean, can it be United Center?
I don't think that they would go that big for Hot Ones.
I don't know.
Feels like a theater show, like where all the live podcasts go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to vote Chicago Theater.
Okay, Chicago
iconic,
Theater.
Iconic, you know, iconic.
I'm going South Lot of Soldier Field.
Iconic.
I'm going his mom's basement.
Iconic.
It could be. That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.